You're listening to the Kingwood Cowboys History of Country Music. I'm Larry W. Jones from Kingwood, Texas, and I'll be showcasing the roots of classic and vintage country, cowboy, western, and bluegrass music with interesting commentaries on how the songs came about. Country music and hillbilly music takes its roots from folk ballads and dance tunes with generally simple forms and harmonies mostly accompanied by string instruments such as banjos, electric and acoustic guitars, steel guitars, fiddles, and harmonicas. Now sit back and enjoy listening to the Kingwood Cowboys' History of Country Music. Jimmy Kennedy was a Northern Irish songwriter. In a career spanning more than 50 years, he wrote some 2,000 songs, of which over 200 became worldwide hits and about 50 are all-time popular music classics. One day he received a letter from his sister who was visiting friends in San Diego. One line read, "Tomorrow we're going south of the border down to Monterey." Immediately he sat down and wrote, "South of the Border Down Mexico Way." Here's Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys with his old Irish folk song.
South of the border, down Mexico way.
Oh, now.
That's where I fell in love when stars above came out to play.
Tell me more, boy.
Now as I wander, my thoughts never stray. South of the border, down Mexico way. She was a picture, an old Spanish lady. Just for a tender while, I kissed a smile up on her face.
Wow.
It was fiesta.
Yeah.
And we were so gay. South of the border, down Mexico way. Then she sighed as she whispered, "Mañana." Never dreaming that we were parting. And I lied as I whispered, "Mañana," for our tomorrow never came. South of the border, I rode back one day.
Oh, let's ride it out.
And a veil of white by candlelight, she knelt to pray. The mission bells told me that I mustn't stay. South of the border, down Mexico way.
Ha ha!
Ay, ay, ay,
ay.
Secondhand Flowers was written and recorded by Tom T. Hall. It is the B-side of the November 1971 Mercury record. The A-side is The Year That Clayton Delaney Died. The song Secondhand Flowers is about someone dying as well. The narrator buys flowers to give to a girl he used to know, only to find out that she was married long ago. He then thinks of another girl named Susie and heads over to her house. There's a line of people there, all with flowers like his. The dying Susie knew she was never first on his list and thanks him for the secondhand flowers.
I was working in Miami for a day or two. I decided I'd look up a girl that I once knew. I bought some flowers and went to see a girl I used to know. The lady at her door said she had married long ago. Times will change and towns will change, but there I was alone. And suddenly I wondered, would Susie be at home? So with the flowers in my hand, I walked toward her gate. Someone touched me on the arm and said, you'll have to wait. Then I noticed there were people standing in line. Some of them were holding pretty flowers just like mine. They exclaimed that Susie had been in an awful crash. Doctors said that she had just a little while to last. I heard Susie whisper, I'm awfully glad you came. She had been the girl that I had always gone to see. When someone that I cared for had been untrue to me, I handed her the flowers and she gently kissed my hand. Said, don't be embarrassed, you know I understand. I said goodbye, and as I bent to kiss her fevered brow, I heard her whisper, thank you for the second-hand flowers.
The song I Walk Alone was written by Herbert W. Wilson. Marty Robbins recorded the song on July 1, 1968, and Columbia Records released it on August 27, 1968. It reached number one on November 9th of that year. The single spent 2 weeks at number one and a total of 15 weeks on the chart as Marty Robbins' 13th number one single. On March 14, 2003, the Country Music Foundation published a list called Heartaches by the Number, celebrating country music's 500th greatest singles. Marty Robbins landed 5 titles on the list, Singing the Blues, Begging to You, El Paso, Don't Worry About Me, and I Walk Alone.
I walk alone where once we wandered. It seems so strange that you are gone. Until you return, stay the same, dear. I'll still be true and walk alone. The flame of love is brightly burning. flame of love is brightly burning. You know that I'm your very own. Dear, you same dear, I'll still be true and walk
alone. Stay tuned for more of the Kingwood Cowboys' history of country music. Welcome back to the Kingwood Cowboys' History of Country Music. I'll Never Let You Cry Over Me was written by Sidney D. Mitchell and Lou Pollock in 1937. William Lemuel Bill Boyd, Western Swing bandleader, was born on a ranch near Ladonia, Texas, northeast of Dallas, on September 29, 1910. He was one of 13 children of Lemuel and Molly Boyd. The children were exposed to music through their parents, both of whom sang, as well as the singing and playing of the ranch hands. Bill and a younger brother, Jim Boyd, born in 1914, were performing country music on radio station KFPM in Greenville, Texas, as early as 1926. Bill played on Jimmy Rogers' Dallas recording session in 1932. That same year, he formed a band named Bill Boyd and his Cowboy Ramblers. In 1934, they were signed to Victor Records' budget label, Bluebird. The band continued to record for them until 1951, with more than 229 singles. Bill Boyd and his Ramblers also appeared in six Western films in the 1940s, and Bill Boyd is often mistakenly confused with the silver screen actor Hopalong Cassidy, whose real name also was William Boyd. Here from February 1939 on Bluebird Record number 8013 is Bill Boyd and his Cowboy Ramblers singing "I'll Never Let You Cry Over Me." Thank you.
I can be. I'll never tell you how much I'm in love. You'll never know who I'm thinking of. I'll never let you stand in the rain. I'll never let you kiss me again. But if you do, I want you to know I'll never let you go.
The song, Are You Trying to Tell Me Goodbye, was written by Gaylord Bob Tucker and Texas DJ Smokey Stover and recorded by Chuck Mayfield. Chuck Mayfield was born in Fort Smith, Arkansas in 1934. He was quite talented at an early age, playing and singing at age 12. It wasn't until 1952 that he began singing professionally. He signed a recording contract with Houston, Texas Starday Records. He also recorded for the Abbott and Dot record labels. Chuck's singing talents earned him guest spots on some of the great live radio shows of the era, such as the KWKH Louisiana Hayride in Shreveport, WFAA Saturday Night Shindig in Fort Worth, and KNUZ Houston Jamboree. One highlight of his career includes playing New York's Madison Square Garden in 1956. He did numerous personal appearances with such legends as Johnny Horton, Jim Reeves, and Red Sovine. From 1955 on the 10-inch Shellac 78 RPM Starday Records number 2250 is Chuck Mayfield with Are You Trying to Tell Me Goodbye?
Are you trying to tell me goodbye while you cry? In your eyes I can see the love light shine. Is it shining for me now or some other guy? Is he taking a love that once was mine? Are those tears, tears of joy, or sadness in your heart? Would you tell me you love me, or that we'll have to part? Are you trying to tell me goodbye while you cry? Is the end of our love drawing near? Tears, try to think of all those years and the happiness that once was yours and mine. Are those tears, tears of joy, or sadness in your heart? Will you tell me you love me, or that we'll have to part? Are you trying to tell me goodbye while you cry? Is the end of our love drawing near?
Carl Jared Beach was born on an Indian reservation in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. He was half Cherokee and half Irish. He grew up in Coffeyville, Kansas, and entertained on 56 radio stations as he crossed the country looking for places that would book him. As a guest artist on a Mutual Broadcasting Network program, the first song he sang was an old cowboy song titled Utah Carl's Last Ride. The program's announcer began addressing Beach as Utah Carl, and the name stuck. In the early 40s, he was a strolling cowboy guitarist in the casino at Las Vegas' Last Frontier Hotel. At that time, Las Vegas was a nowhere place, and Galveston was the musical king of the mountain. In 1945, Utah Carl moved his family to Galveston. He was signed on for a regular daily program at radio station KLUF. For the next 14 years, Utah Carl, with Herbie and the Boys, had a regular television show. Utah Carl died of lung cancer on Saturday, September 24, 1977. He was 57. At his funeral, Fido Erickson borrowed instruments from Ginsberg's Music Center, and Utah Carl's band set up and played one last time. The final tune before was appropriately Utah Carl's Last Ride. Here from the Gulf Coast Jamboree, broadcast on Houston's KTRK TV Channel 13, is Utah Carl Beach with Herbie and the Boys singing I Still Miss You.
In springtime when the birds are singing in the tree, when the fragrance of the flowers entrance the honeybee, and on a summer's night when stars are shining from the blue, when lovers stroll beneath the moon, I'm so alone and blue. Darling, I still miss you. In every petal of the rose I see your lovely face. There appears those memories that time cannot erase. I would be so happy living in this wonderland if only once more I could feel the sweet touch of your hand. Cause darling, I still miss you. Turning golden brown, when the leaves upon the trees are falling to the ground. In winter, when the snow falls and the wind blows through the night, it's then that I am dreaming by my fire so warm and bright. And darling, I still miss you. The days are all so lonely and my nights are lonely too. Every season of the year my heart is sad and blue. If you would just come back, my love, then there'd be no more tears. My heart would be so happy every season of the year. Darling, I miss you so.
Stay tuned for more of the Kingwood Cowboys' History of Country Music.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Kingwood Cowboys History of Country Music. Mind Your Own Business is a 1949 song written and originally performed by Hank Williams. It was recorded on March 2, 1949 at Castle Studio in Nashville. In the song, the narrator admonishes a local busybody for snooping and gossiping. The song's lyrics were likely inspired by the singer's own tempestuous relationship with his wife Audrey and the buzz it created. The day before, Hank had cut several duets with his wife Audrey, who, by all accounts, had limited singing talent. Introducing it in October 1949, he told his radio audience that it was a little prophecy in song, and indeed it would prove to be. Mind Your Own Business went to number 6 on the Country and Western bestseller list, and where it stayed for 2 weeks.
Now let's go.
If the wife and I are fussing, brother, that's all right. 'Cause me and that sweet woman's got a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. But if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Oh, the woman on a party line's a nosy thing. She picks up her receiver when she knows it's my ring. Why don't she mind her own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine.
All right, Don.
She wears her hair up high, and the boys all whistle when she walks by. Why don't they mind their own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. If I want a honky-tonk around till 2 or 3, now, brother, that's my headache. Don't you worry about me. You just mind your own business. Mind your own business. But if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. If I get my head beat black and blue, now that's my wife and my stovewood too. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Oh, I feel it. It takes all of my time just to mind my own. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. 'Cause if you mind your business, you'll stay busy all the time.
That's good.
Nelson, there is the business song.
I Can't Stop Loving You is a popular song written and composed by country singer, songwriter, and musician Don Gibson, who first recorded it on December 30, 1957 for RCA Victor. It was released in 1958 as a B-side of Old Lonesome Me, becoming a double-sided country hit single. It was ranked number 164 on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time, and number 49 on CMT's 100 Greatest Songs in Country Music. Here Jim Reeves performs I Can't Stop Loving You.
I can't stop loving you. I've made up my mind to live in memory. Some time. it's useless to say. So I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday. Those happy hours that we once knew, though long ago, still make me blue. Stood still since we've been apart. I can't stop loving. Done made up my mind to live in of old lonesome time. Just can't stop wanting. It's useless to say. I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday.
Linda Brannon joined the Louisiana Hayride cast when she was 17 years old in 1957. She did several recordings for the RAM, Royal Audio Music label, and already had a couple of releases when she joined the Hayride cast. Linda married Jerry Kennedy, who became a producer for Mercury Records. The song, Wherever You Are, was written by Norman L. Martin and recorded by Linda Brannon in 1959, on the RAM label number 1478.
See the moon above the mountain. Watch the stars light up the sky.
While serving jail time that Lefty Frizzell composed a brilliant song, I Love You a Thousand Ways, for his girlfriend and future wife, Alice. His younger brother, David Frizzell, said Lefty wrote one of the most important songs in country music history, sitting on his bunk with tears in his eyes and no guitar in his hands. Here's Lefty Frizzell with I Love You a Thousand Ways.
Someday I love you, and my heart you'll always stay. I've been so blue and lonesome all these days. I love you, I'll prove it a thousand ways. I'll be nice and sweet to you, and no more will you be blue. I'll prove I love you every day, all kinds of ways. So darling, please wait until I'm free. There'll be a change, a great change made in me. I'll be true, there'll never be blue days. I love you, I'll prove it a thousand ways.
Harold J. Breaux, stage name Hal Lone Pine, was a country music star in New England starting in the 1940s. He toured New England and the Canadian Maritime provinces, billed as the Lone Pine Mountaineer and the noisiest gang in radio. In Winnipeg, he hosted his own radio show on a TV series, The Lone Pine Caravan. He also hosted radio shows on CFBC in St. John, New Brunswick, and WABI in Bangor, Maine. Eventually, Hal settled in Wheeling, West Virginia, where he was a featured attraction on the WWVA Wheeling Jamboree until his death in 1977. The following year, he was posthumously inducted into the Maine Country Music Hall of Fame. From 1964 on ARC Records Canada, here is Hal Lone Pine Breaux with Wintertime in Maine.
I can hear the sleigh bells ringing down the lane. Everything's so cheery. It's winter time in Maine. I can see the pine trees white with snow again, bringing back old memories. It's winter time in Maine. Fireplace embers were low and sweet was your caress. Darling, we didn't know that this was happiness. I can feel you near me. Meet me at the train. Everything's so cheery. It's winter time in Maine. Fireplace embers were low and sweet was your caress. Darling, we didn't know that this was happiness. I can feel you near me. me at the train. Everything's so cheery, it's winter time in Maine.
Stay tuned for more of the Kingwood Cowboys' history of country music. Welcome back to the Kingwood Cowboys' History of Country Music. The song, I Don't Hurt Anymore, was written by Don Robertson and Jack Rollins. Walter E. Jack Rollins was a musician from Keyser, West Virginia. Along with Steve Nelson, he co-wrote Here Comes Peter Cottontail and Frosty the Snowman. Jack Rollins also wrote Smokey the Bear for the Forest Service mascot Smokey Bear, and co-wrote many country songs for artists such as Gene Autry, Hank Snow, George Jones, and Eddie Arnold. I Don't Hurt Anymore was first recorded by Hank Snow in April 1954. Versions by at least 40 artists have been recorded. Here's Red Foley's recording from 1954.
I don't hurt anymore, all my teardrops are dried. No more walking the floor with that burning inside. Just to think it could be, time has opened the door, and at last I am free. I don't hurt anymore. No use to deny, I wanted to die the day you said we were through. But now that I find you're out of my mind, I can't believe that it's true. I've forgotten somehow that I cared so before, and it's wonderful now. I don't hurt anymore. Deny, I wanted to die the day you said we were through. But now that I find you're out of my mind, I can't believe that it's true. I've forgotten somehow that I cared so before, and it's wonderful now. I don't hurt anymore, and it's wonderful now. I don't hurt anymore.
Lovesick Blues is a song written in 1922 by Cliff Friend and Irving Mills for the musical O Ernest. It was recorded by Emmett Miller in 1928 and later by Rex Griffin. The recording by Griffin and Miller inspired Hank Williams to perform the song during his first appearances on the Louisiana Hayride in 1948. Receiving an enthusiastic reception from the audience, Williams decided to record his own version. Lovesick Blues became an overnight success. It was named the Top Country and Western Record of the Year, while Cashbox named it the Best Hillbilly Record of the Year.
I got a feeling called the blues, old Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what to do. All I do is sat and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got the kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she calls me sweet. Daddy, such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. That's what's the matter with me. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal, but she don't care about me. Lord, I tried and I tried to keep her satisfied, but she just wouldn't stay. So now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling called the blues, oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know how to do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she calls me sweet. Daddy, such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now, and I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues.
Hey, y'all folks, that lovesick blues. This is Hank Williams speaking for all the boys and myself, saying if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise, we'll see you again for long. And until then, Jerry, let's go see Sally Good.
Speak Softly, My Love was written by Ruby Nell Allman and recorded by Stu Phillips. Ruby Allman was a singer and songwriter. She was raised on a cotton and corn farm near Bailey, Texas, northeast of Dallas, the youngest of four children. Besides writing songs to be recorded and produced by others, Ruby also wrote songs that were specifically for stage shows. Later on in her career, Ruby participated in many local stage shows around the Bonham, Texas area to raise funds for the community. From 1968, here is Stu Phillips with Ruby Allman's song, Speak Softly, My Love, released on RCA Victor Record number 47-9673.
Speak softly, my love, when you tell me goodbye. Should the whispering winds overhear you they'll cry. Should they whisper you've gone to the gray morning dove? Every rose, every tree will be lonely like me. Oh, speak softly, my love. Let the little white clouds and the lonesome river move on. Lest the mist from their tears make the gentle old sun hide his face when you've gone. Oh, speak softly, my love, when you say you must go. Let my memory sleep, they know I still love you so. Should the mission bells toll in farewell to our love, everything that you see will be weeping like me. Oh, speak softly, my love. Little white clouds and the lonesome river move on. Lest the mist from their tears make the gentle old sun hide his face when you've gone. Oh, speak softly, my love, when you say you must go. Let my memory sleep, they know I still love you so. Should the mission bells toll in farewell to our love, everything that you see will be weeping like me. Oh, speak softly, my love.
The song New Spanish Two-Step is a Western swing standard based on the original fiddle tune Spanish Two-Step, which was one of Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys' signature songs. Bob Wills and his vocalist Tommy Duncan added lyrics to reflect the title. I told her I had to go, left her down in Mexico. The band played Spanish Two-Step soft and low. New Spanish Two-Step became one of the Playboys' greatest hits. It was first recorded by Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys in 1946, staying on the charts for 23 weeks. The flip side, Roly Poly, was also a big hit.
Sweetly sing an old melody. Without a worry or a care, a rose she gave me from her hair. Then she whispered, si, senor, si, si. In a cabaret we danced the hours away. Her eyes told more than words e'er could say. I told her I had to go, left her down in Mexico. The band played Spanish two-step, soft and low. ago, left her down in Mexico. The band played Spanish two-step, soft and low.
Guitarist Duane Eddy plays country twang. Please help me, I'm falling.
Please help me, I'm
Larry W. Jones is the author of over 7,700 songs, the world's largest collection of song lyrics written by an individual songwriter. Musicians and recording artists may freely edit and arrange his lyrics to fit their music and singing. To view the entire collection, as well as his public radio exchange programs, 22 volumes of lyrics publications, music videos, and a documentary of the Great American Horse Drive, visit KingwoodCowboy.com. That's cowboy with a K. Well, folks, that about does it for this episode of Kingwood Cowboy's History of Country Music. I hope you've enjoyed it. Tune in again for another episode with commentary on the roots of country music. Until then, remember to always ride in the direction the horse is going. Adios.